Hi, Lisa here from CaminoWays.com. This week I'm going to tell you a little bit about my experience of mindfulness while walking the Camino de Santiago. People often describe the Camino as a walk for the soul. Walking along the Meseta across northern Spain, one can't help but tune into the slower pace of life. Using this long distance trail as a time to reflect is becoming more and more popular today. In a world buzzing with distractions, a quiet walk in natural surroundings allows us to pause, take deep breaths, and enjoy the repetitive task of putting one foot in front of the other. The joy of walking is the ability to bask in the task of the moment. Whether you walk the coastal paths of the Camino Portugués or the forest tracks of the Camino Francés, each trail offers the chance to discover the power of nature to enhance your attention span. Research has proven that a connection with nature provides strong social and emotional benefits. A recent study in the Journal of Religion, Spirituality and Aging shows that walking outside with nature can help decrease levels of anxiety, increase positive well-being and help your vitality. Walking your chosen path aware of the smells, sights and sounds can be an exhilarating experience with restorative benefits. Enjoy being present in the moment, listening to the sounds of the birds chirping, trees rustling and waves swashing. Let me tell you a little bit about how mindful walking helped me to achieve a work-life balance. In 2015, I had my first experience of a walking holiday. Now, each year, I choose a new Camino route that allows me time and space to live in the moment. This year, I completed the Camino Portugués from Bayona to Santiago. This stunning trail takes you along the Atlantic coastline and through historic towns. Before heading off my journey, I was a little apprehensive. Firstly, I had little experience walking over long distance terrain. The most I carried out was a Sunday stroll in the Irish Hills, which would take just over 2 hours. Time never allowed for much longer, but now here I was preparing to walk over 120 kilometres in 6 days. How would I find my way? What types of terrain would I cross? Is it too dangerous? What if I can't keep up with the others? These were just a few of the worrisome questions that crossed my mind. However, as soon as we started out on the Camino paths with the vibrant yellow arrows guiding us, these questions quickly faded into the background. The joy of walking is truly being immersed in your immediate surroundings. No clouds of judgment exist, just clouds guiding you to your next destination. Such simple joys are often taken for granted. As I mentioned, I had little experience of activity holidays. Personally, I had an enjoyable but demanding job. The pressure came as part of the package. Phrases like reaching targets, achieving results, making contacts, building profiles, sprinkled my days and haunted my nights. Most people working with multinational companies will be familiar with these action points. What extra steps can I take to achieve my results for the fourth quarter? I needed time out. I needed to just be, to live in the moment, to drag myself far away from forecasts and planning. Walking the Camino de Santiago showed me a new path. Pleasure comes from the doing and the seeing, the knowing and the not knowing, the ever-changing pace of your steps along the way. As with mindful practices, you don't need to prove your purpose to have a goal. Paying attention to those daily activities that are so often taken for granted suddenly seemed so right and easy to enjoy. For example, sipping a café con leche with some delicious churros in the morning, we would spend an hour or more sitting, eating, sipping. Life is made in these simple acts of pleasure. Here are some of my mindful tips when walking the Camino de Santiago or any long distance trail. Firstly, breathing on the trail. Take the time to stop. Allow yourself the time to breathe in slowly and feel your lungs expand as you take in the new sights around you. When walking, it is easy to ignore your breathing and concentrate on your footwork, but switching your concentration will help you to focus more on the activity. Secondly, paying attention to your body when walking. Another tip is to feel the weight of your legs as you walk along the stunning trails. On the Camino routes, you will walk over several types of terrain: cobbled streets, forest paths, along sidewalks and coastal tracks. This is the perfect opportunity to feel the true texture of the landscape underneath you. Thirdly, being aware of negative thoughts. We all hear those negative whispers that creep into our daily routines. As you practice mindfulness on your Camino, you will start to become familiar with the patterns that can accentuate those thoughts. Hence, you have the chance to take this negativity and dissipate the reoccurring thoughts that create a negative atmosphere around you. Fourthly, having a daily intention. This tip is easy when walking any of the Camino routes. Your focus is solely getting from one town to the next. I can't describe how wonderful it is to rise early in northern Spain with only one goal, walk to your next destination. Now, we're not saying that this is an easy task. In fact, for many, including myself on some days, this walk tested my legs, my patience and my stamina. However, your arrival at the next town is the ultimate reward. Treat yourself to a glass of the famous local Albariño wine and some tapas. Fifth, connect with nature. There is no better place to feel in tune with nature than when you're out for a walk. The Camino de Santiago is a spiritual journey, but also one where you have time to appreciate your natural surroundings. Walking through lush green forests and alongside the Atlantic coastline, you will find yourself falling in love with the ground beneath you. And last but not least, showing your appreciation and humility. Being mindful involves taking time to appreciate your surroundings and expressing thanks for the simple pleasures in life. Buen Camino is a common greeting when one is walking the Camino. It is translated to good luck on your way. You will hear pilgrims, restaurant owners, hoteliers and the public wish you well when you are walking past them. Adopt this phrase, own it, use it and greet your fellow walkers along the way. Just recently I completed my third Camino journey. My name is Lisa and I'm a walking addict. It is the perfect way to live in the moment, soak up your surroundings and escape the screens that fill our daily routines. I hope that you enjoyed this short account of my journey on the ancient Camino Trail. For more information about any of the Camino routes featured in this podcast, you can contact one of our travel specialists on www.caminoways.com. Thank you.